Well, the charity Keep Britain Tidy have said that fly tipping in this country is reaching crisis levels. They blame the problem on infrequent rubbish collections and changes to rules and regulations at local tips. In some council regions, incidents of fly tipping have risen by more than a fifth year on year. This, according to Tane from Freedom of Information request. But this morning, I'm pointing the finger at you, the public. I just don't understand why. What goes through people's heads when they just throw stuff on the floor? Or like somebody said earlier, put it in a van, drive to a remote location and tip it out on the side of the road. And just highlighting how big a problem fly tipping is, on average, 120 cases of fly tipping every month, and that's just in Fenland. So what can we do? Is it the council's fault? Is it your fault? Is it the bloke next door's fault? Is it these people that offer to take your rubbish away for 20 quid and then you don't ask any questions? Maybe you just don't know how to dispose of your rubbish. Maybe you find it hard. Well, Julie Howell is from the Peterborough Green Party, and she's standing for the Greens in the mayoral elections in May. I think we've just about had every mayoral candidate on the show, haven't we? Julie, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Now, what is the problem here, and why are people doing it?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? So just this very morning, I'm just looking right now at a picture of a load of stuff that's been fly-tipped at Autumn Melbourne in Peterborough. And looking at what's there, you can tell where this has come from. And this isn't individual residents. This looks very much like landlords. When a house is going from one let to another, all sorts of stuff is being chucked out. So it seems to me we need to very specifically start speaking to landlords about this and make sure that they're tipping responsibly. Quite often fly tipping happens. People don't fly tip in their own streets. They fly tip places they don't care about. And perhaps we've got a situation now where we've got too many landlords who don't live even in Peterborough, let alone in the street where this is happening. And whoever they're contracting to do their clearance doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, I had a drive around Peterborough the other week, and literally the sort of circle that you do from Oxney Road round the power station and back, it was just fly tip. A lot of it looked like, you know, builder's rubble, builder's waste. There were settees, there was marijuana plants that had been, you know, thrown on the side of the road. There was all sorts of stuff, but a lot of it looked like it come out of a builder's van.
Yeah, it does. And also what you're describing there, specifically in that location, I would say is probably also some door-to-door traders. I guess we could say rogue traders. I talk to residents about this a lot, and I think, I mean, I absolutely agree with what Keep Britain Tidy is saying, but I think also in Peterborough, we need more education for the public, and it's not the public's fault if they've not been told about everything that's available. I recently saw a message on the internet where a resident in Alton, actually, was saying, oh, can someone come and take some stuff to the dump for me? I'll pay him 30 quid. Well, the council will do it for £23.50, so the message is not getting through.
Ring the council, yeah. So you're, in a way, you're blaming the council for what? For not promoting the service enough?
Lack of education, definitely. We have to remember, not everybody drives. You know, I don't drive. I can't get to the tip independently. We've got a lot of people that live in, perhaps by themselves, with young children, and don't have a car, for example.
But the council pick it up, don't they?
It's really difficult to. Well, they pick it up if the resident lets them know. But the resident isn't necessarily letting them know because they don't know about the service. And also, we have to remember, a lot of people in that situation may not have a brilliant relationship with the council anyway, and may not want to ring them up and get into a conversation about them coming round. Now, some people feel that way. So I think the council needs to go on a charm offensive, needs to educate people that actually, for £23.50, we will take this away from you in the right way, and just say, you know, and if you don't, it's making everybody unhappy, and it's bringing the area down. Just a bit of education. If we've managed to change residents so positively onto recycling, we can change them really positively onto getting rid of this fly tip stuff the right way as well.
Maybe we need to increase the punishments as well, because it appears people don't really care where they tip it. Maybe they would if their van was taken off them.
I'm not sure increasing the punishments makes that much difference, because I think the mentality is, I'm going to drive out somewhere where there's no CCTV and get rid of it there. And people seem to think that's worth the risk instead of paying, you know, that little amount of money. So
Would it be cheaper in the long run for the council just to make collections free again? Because, I mean, it must cost an inordinate amount of money to clear up all this fly tipping. There are, you know, thousands of tons of waste dumped just in Peterborough every year.
Yeah, it does seem like a false economy, doesn't it? Or make skips available. And they have skips in communities that let people know what day they're going to be there, and then help people to get rid of their bulky waste that way.
Think again, maybe, Peterborough City Council. Maybe everybody needs to come together here and show a little bit more responsibility, a little bit more common sense.
Yeah. definitely, and find out why people are behaving in the way they are. Mm. I think the council will be very surprised to discover a lot of people just don't know. And also, some people actually think, I mean, some of us remember the 70s, you could put anything in the street and the council would take it. You know? And
now they just put anything in the street.
Yeah, and you know what, the council does eventually come and take it, but I also get lots of reports from residents about them reporting flights have been, and the council doesn't come and take it.
Supposedly, yeah. They have so many officers, you know, cutbacks.
Yeah,
and
they're overwhelmed.
Else.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, let's bring in Kevin. He's called in. Kevin's in Peterborough. Morning, Kevin.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How you doing?
Not too bad, thank you. Not too bad at all.
Now you've been to Dogsthorpe Tip, haven't you?
I have indeed, several times.
What happened?
Turned away.
Really?
I got turned away. I turned up. I drive a pickup truck. I had a pod on the back, and they said to me, "It's a van. We don't deal with commercial waste. Take it away." I said, "It's grass cuttings and hedge trimmings out of my garden. Don't care. You're a commercial vehicle. Way go."
And did you look like a commercial vehicle?
No. There's no. It's not sign written or anything like that. It's my own personal vehicle, and it was in a brown bin, which the council provided, and it was in the back.
So even if you've got an unsigned written van and it's just a van, the council turn you away from the tip?
That's right, yeah. You've got to apply for a permit for a van or a trailer or anything like that, which is ridiculous. That's why a lot of people don't bother.
So they're making it too difficult?
They are, yeah.
That's interesting.
Absolutely.
That's interesting, yeah. Yeah. That's really interesting, Julie, isn't it?
Sounds like not just making it too difficult, but trying to make money out of a bad situation, which doesn't help anybody, does it? I would say, Kevin, write a very stiff letter to your city councillor, if you have more than one, and let them know this just isn't working. You know, you're trying to do the right thing. You're being turned away. That's absolutely crazy.
I've got to ask you, Kevin, what did you do with it?
In the end, I just had to leave it in. It's actually still sat in the brown bin on my driveway.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? So you're just waiting, are you, for them to come and pick it up?
Well, yeah. I'll either have to pay me £35 to have it taken away like that for the year, or I'll probably find a tip somewhere else to take it in. It'll probably allow me to go into with me vehicle, or if somebody else is going in, I'll say to them, I'll bung them a fiver and say, "Will you check it for me?"
The average person, though, if it's a, you know, somebody that doesn't really care, the average person is just going to tip it somewhere, aren't they?
Well, probably. But you see, I don't want that to happen. If I've got to take it out and put it in one of them big ton white sacks and then pull the back seats out of my car and shove it in the back of there, then if I have to, I'll have to put it in there, but it'll make a mess of the car.
Yeah, we don't want that. Kevin, thank you for that. Kevin in Peterborough. So he's tried to do the right thing, been to the tip, in a van, not sign written. He's not a commercial vehicle. He was turned away because he was in a van. And we need to make it easier for people to get rid of their stuff, don't we? We need to make it easier. Should we drop the charges? Would it be cheaper to drop the charges and just let people get their stuff collected, left, right and centre? That way, that would cut fly tipping, wouldn't it? Is it the council's fault, though? Should people ever fly tip? Your thoughts, 03459 25 2000. Is there any excuse for it whatsoever? Thank you to Julie Howe from the Green Party and Kevin in Peterborough. Stand by your phones.